Seemed hard to believe yesterday afternoon when we got the word that there was an apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump, this time at a golf course he owns in West Palm Beach, Florida. A suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Routh of Hawaii, formerly of North Carolina, was arrested. They chased him, but they was taken into custody without incident. And the former president is safe, no one else injured. But David, you reported extensively for us a couple of months ago, and right. Hard to believe it's apparently happened again.
Especially as you heard how this was all unfolding yesterday. I mean, initially the story was that there was a shootout near a place where the president, former president, was in Florida. And then as more details started to come out, you found out, oh, this was another attempted assassination attempt. At least what we know in this case is the suspect is in custody. So hopefully we'll get a chance to find out what his motive is, because still 2 months after the fact, it's still not 100% clear what caused Thomas Crooks to decide to try and shoot the former president up in Butler.
And apparently there is a lot of information about this suspect on social media channels as well. CBS's Christian Benvenides.
Officials say the suspect left a rifle, a scope, and two backpacks when he fled.
And there's also a GoPro on the fence there where he was intent on filming what was going on.
While it's not certain that Routh fired at the former president, it is true that the Secret Service had spotted him and fired in his direction, and that's when he took off, and a citizen had taken his license plate down, and that seemed to be the key
right.
to arresting him so quickly. And but he wanted to make sure Donald Trump posted that he was safe, and obviously unfortunate that this has happened again, but in this case, nobody apparently was injured. So appreciative of that for sure. People will be talking about the weekend, the Steelers yesterday.
Sure.
Coach Mike Tomlin.
The weather was really nice all week.
That was Pat Narduzzi.
I'm really appreciative of the efforts. Just told the guys in there, start the season with two road games, be 2-0, man, it's a pretty good feeling. Obviously, we got a lot to work on, but it's good to work on it with the required W of the week.
The required W of the week. Yeah, it's good to get a win on the road like that.
Sure. The only thing that gets me is sometimes Pittsburgh sports fans get to the point where it's this early in the season, they're already planning their Super Bowl trips and so on.
Yeah, it's a little early for that. However, the good news is the Ravens lost.
Sure.
They're 0-2.
Sure.
Cincinnati lost. They're 0-2.
And certainly better to be 2-0 than 0-2 at this point.
And we've experienced that as well.
Right.
And Cleveland ended up finding a way to win. So the Steelers are in first place and coming home to face the Chargers, who had a big game. So 1 o'clock, Acrisure Stadium on Sunday. Looking forward. And I would imagine, David, the Steelers crowd will be pumped up to welcome the Steelers home.
No doubt about that. Are they home the following week, too, do you know?
Well, how are you going to make
it? Because usually it seems, because that's the great race weekend, and usually it seems like there was always a Steelers game that coincided with that as well.
The schedule is definitely home friendly at the end of the season.
Okay.
But we have the Chargers, then they're away against the Colts.
Okay.
Then they host Sunday night football against the Cowboys on October 6th.
Wow.
So, yeah, first three of four games are on the road. And Indianapolis had a good game yesterday. So we'll see. But one game at a time, David.
Right.
You know what the coaches say.
Right.
And last night, the 76th annual Primetime Emmy Awards. And there were a bunch of, a lot of these shows people never heard of.
Right.
FX's The Bear came into the night with a record 23 nominations and took home several awards, including Best Lead Actor.
Jeremy Allen White, The Bear.
Have you ever seen The Bear?
I've never seen The Bear.
Do you know what it's about?
I have no clue.
You know, there's a list. Aaron, did you ever see The Bear?
I love the bear. Huge fan.
How would you describe to David what the bear was all about?
Okay, so think of the bougiest restaurant you've ever been to.
Okay.
Where the chef is freaking out. The servers are explaining the food to you when they place your food at your plate. They're explaining the wine. That's the show, and it talks about a lot of chefs and their mindset and the turmoil that goes into having this perfectionist demeanor in the kitchen and bringing what you eat.
Bear the metaphor for the chef then?
Yeah, they call
yes. It. Oh my gosh, David. Great. Yep. Love that.
Very good, David. Yep. They call him the bear, and it's set in Chicago. But there are a bunch of winners of shows that a lot of people don't know.
Like Shogun.
Shogun got all these awards. Do you know what Shogun is, David?
I know the Richard Chamberlain Shogun from
that was 40 years ago. That was.
Good God.
I have not seen it. It's got me thinking, should I check it out? All these awards.
Right. Maybe that's it. You know, some of these shows that got awards, these streaming shows that aren't, most of them are not on network television. You know, for almost the entire existence of the primetime Emmys, up until, you know, the last decade or so, It was ABC, NBC, CBS, maybe HBO, a couple others. Now, it's spread all over the place. Hulu,
right.
FX.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I was just looking at the list.
You know, the thing about that, too, that it gets me is that we've moved away from, you know, the following day, people would be talking about, hey, did you watch Murphy Brown last night or something like that? And people talk about it. Now it's, oh, don't tell me what happened on The Bear because I haven't seen the newest episode yet.
It's
takes
so
away
true.
From the cultural, you know, the bringing together of people over what they watched or heard.
It's a good point.
Except for the football games. That's, that's pretty much it.
To your point, that is one of the last bastions of collective viewing is live sporting events.
Or presidential
truly.
Debates
yeah.
and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So that's it. People will be talking about that, but a lot about the Steelers and a lot about what happened in 622 News Radio KDKA. This is Larry Richard and a special report from CBS. Former President Donald Trump safe following what the FBI says appears to be an attempted assassination attempt yesterday afternoon while playing golf just 2 months after an attempt on his life here in Butler, Pennsylvania. Local authorities said that U.S. Secret Service agents protecting former president fired at a man pointing an AK-style rifle with a scope at Donald Trump while he was playing on one of his Florida golf courses in West Palm Beach. Law enforcement officials said the man who pointed the rifle was arrested. Ryan Wesley Routh, 58 years old. Officials identified the suspect that he is a Hawaiian resident but used to live in North Carolina most of his life before moving to Hawaii in 2018, where he and his son operated a company building sheds, according to an archived version of the webpage for his business. Ralph frequently posted on social media about the war in Ukraine, had a website where he sought to raise money and recruit volunteers to go to Kiev to join the fight against the Russian invasion. In June of 2020, he made a post on X directed at then-President Trump to say that he would win re-election if he issued an executive order for the Justice Department to prosecute police misconduct. That year, he also posted in support of the Democratic presidential campaign. However, recent years, his posts suggested he has turned on the former president. And in July, following the assassination attempt here in Pennsylvania, Ralph urged Biden and Harris to visit those wounded in the shooting in the hospital, attend the funeral. And they're going to obviously go through a lot of information about the suspect, Ryan Wesley Routh, age 58 again, of Hawaiian residence. And former president was not hurt, nor was anyone else apparently injured in the incident. We'll have more coming up at the bottom of this hour, and also a report from CBS. 643 News Radio KDK last night in Hollywood. It was the 76th annual Primetime Emmys. And with the details, CBS's Carissa Lawson.
FX's The Bear came into the night with a record 23 nominations and took home several awards, including Best Lead Actor.
Jeremy Allen White, The Bear.
Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series.
Evan Moss Backer.
And Best Supporting Actress, Liza Colon Zayas, the first Latina to win in that category.
So all the Latinas who are looking at me, keep believing and vote. Vote for your rights. Thank you. Thank you.
But it was HBO's Hacks that beat The Bear to win Best Comedy Series, the biggest surprise of the night. The historical drama Shogun swept the top drama categories, including Outstanding Drama Series.
You guys greenlit a very expensive, subtitled Japanese period piece whose central climax revolves around a poetry competition. I have no idea why you did that, but thank you for your faith in this incredible team. Arigato gozaimasu.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
The hugely popular but highly contentious Netflix series, Baby Reindeer, created by Richard Gadd, won awards for lead actor, supporting actress, writing, and outstanding limited series. And when it came to great moments, this ensemble reunion of the West Wing received one of the biggest applauses of the night.
It's hard to believe that just 25 years ago, Aaron and the writers actually had to use their imaginations to create interesting plot lines for the West Wing.
A night of laughter, glitz, and glamour, and some history-making moments, too. Carissa Lawson, CBS News.
Reach out to us anytime. It's just a click away. Instant access at kdkradio.com is our email address. Instant access at kdkradio.com. And as David Balorado just indicated, we'll have more coming up at the top of this hour on the attempted assassination attempt. Hard to believe, and I know a lot of people got the word yesterday afternoon, David, just, oh, not again. Oh, no. Not again. But
right.
In this case, no one was wounded and or injured. So, and we don't know all the details about this suspect, but apparently he's left a treasure trove on social media.
Yeah, evidently. And, of course, that's, you know, the pros and cons of today with social media. You can go back and find so much about somebody once you need to start looking into their past.
And,
but apparently he was really obsessed with Russia and Ukraine, having gone over and, I guess, apparently trying to recruit people to go over and fight.
Yeah, and as, you know, at 58 years old, that's typically a lot older than someone who, if you were going to become a mercenary.
Right.
But if you see the photos of some, and they have interviews that he did before, prior with, you know, other media outlets in the past. So, but this happened in this case, and I used to work in West Palm Beach, Florida, in radio out of college, and it's along the coast. So if you don't know, it's just north of the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area.
Okay.
Former President Trump in Mar-a-Lago. It's the old Post estate. Do you remember the Post cereal?
Okay, sure.
He purchased it and upgraded it, and, you know, created a golf course there. He has other golf courses
right
around there as well, including in Miami. But this one is in West Palm Beach. And he was golfing in the afternoon around 2 o'clock when this occurred.
And so at least the difference in this case is, apparently, from what we understand, they saw the gun, they took action. The guy tried to flee, and an eyewitness jotted down his license plate number, turned it in. There was a very urgent all-points bulletin put out, and the suspect was tracked down almost immediately.
And then taken without incident. However, he left the gun, AK-47, it was reported, and a GoPro attached to the fence. Now, there's a fence that surrounds this golf course, and he was apparently in the bushes there it's lined, the fence is also lined with bushes. And when you'll see, and you will see a video of this fence area, there are palm trees, and apparently he could hide himself in there along the fence line. Now, there's a backpack left and a GoPro attached to the fence.
Sure.
And they presume that he wanted to video himself doing this.
And, of course, there's been some speculation. Was there enough Secret Service protection because he was able to get that close? Some people were saying, I heard a report somewhere, and I can't remember who it was that was making this assertion, but the claim was that if he were the sitting president, there would have been much more security, and they would have been able to have kept him from even getting that close to where he was.
We're talking 300 to 500 yards. So if you look at a football field, sure, it's 100 yards, to give you some perspective. If you lined up 3 to 5 football fields, that's quite a distance, but not apparently if you have a scope and a rifle of this magnitude. So we'll continue to bring you details as we work our way through this Monday morning.